Thunder Bay. Local Canada Day events may have been scaled back, but still drew thousands of Thunder Bay residents to events recognizing the occasion on Friday. That looked at least a little different than it has in the past, with organizers emphasizing chances to reflect on Canada's colonial history and recognize Indigenous cultures, while tuning down more celebratory aspects of the day. At Marina Park, that meant the city put off its traditional fireworks display to the end of the summer, while it hosted a Anishinaabe-Aski Nation exhibit addressing myths about First Nations and a sacred fire. Celebrations at the waterfront also included artisans, food vendors, and musical performances from local artists including Cheyenne Havorka and the Martin Blanket Jazz Quintet. Louisa Costanzo, the city's cultural development and events supervisor, said the city had looked to find a balance that celebrated the day without avoiding hard conversations. Like several other municipalities that are re-envisioning Canada Day celebrations throughout the country, we made some changes this year, she said. We really have to understand not everybody celebrates this day. It's just coming up with a balance and moving forward in a meaningful, thoughtful, and inclusive way for everyone. We're all one community and support each other. David Samard helped host the Sacred Fire, inviting attendees to offer prayers, share stories, and learn about Indigenous culture and history. From Lac Seul First Nation, he now lives and works in Thunder Bay. He usually spends July 1 at a powwow and hasn't traditionally recognized Canada Day, but said he wanted to be part of the change in how the occasion is marked. We want to raise awareness about First Nations, period, he said. We're part of this country, we're part of this land. Canada was built on First Nations land, and it's really important, people, understand that, and that we're all treaty people. We share this land, we share our resources together. The discovery of hundreds of unmarked graves at residential schools last year opened a wider conversation about the country's past, he said. While that can be difficult, he said it's essential. We're not running away from it, and we also want to remind Canada that this happened under their watch, and it always has been. Now that the rest of Canada is getting educated, it's a really important time that we have this really awkward conversation. Sometimes it's ugly, sometimes we don't want to hear about it, but it's the truth. It's really important that we speak the truth about what happened here, if we're going to be moving forward in the next generations. He said he was pleased with how the day went, with hundreds of people streaming through the exhibit since early in the morning, when the group held a sunrise ceremony at the waterfront. Costanzo said it was difficult to estimate attendance, with the event spread throughout a large waterfront park, but was hoping to see around 5,000 attendees. I think people are just happy to be able to see each other again and be together, she said. Programming at the waterfront runs until 9 p.m. Costanzo reminded the public there is no parking available on site, but it's free at the downtown parkade. At Fort William Historical Park, family-focused celebrations put historical interpretation and Anishinaabe culture front and center. It's much more focused on the history, the friendships that were formed together, which eventually as we worked together helped lead us to become the nation we are today, said Communications Officer Emily Carr. Attendees enjoyed traditional foods and activities including axe throwing and musket firing, a betrothal reenactment, and a reopened farm. It's been a couple of years since we had Canada Day celebrations, Carr said. It's really nice to pretty much get back to normal. All buildings at the fort are now reopened following significant flooding, with the only lingering impact the closure of boating activities on the river. The event kicked off the park's summer season, during which it will be open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.